A cold front has moved across the area last night, and clearing skies now setting the stage for a gorgeous Tuesday, the quintessential late winter day today. A cool start, but a lot of sun. Temperatures topping out close to 70 degrees, almost perfect. Not a whole lot of wind. It will be cold tonight. Temperatures will drop to around 40 degrees, so about a 30 degree temperature drop. Sweaters, jackets, and coats. But I'll tell you, we are talking late February. Anybody else across the country would take a day like today. Now, pollen, that's an issue. We'll have the high pine pollen counts today. They're only going to get higher this week. In fact, we're going into a stretch of mild temperatures, drier weather, and pine pollen will go through the roof over the next week to 10 days. It should be at about its peak next week, and then it'll be oak pollen's turn, and that becomes an issue pretty much the entire month of March. But otherwise, it is simply gorgeous. The front that moved through yesterday and last night, not as strong as past fronts. We had some rain, but the amounts were less than a quarter of an inch across the board in many cases, less than a tenth of an inch, so not much. The air is a little cooler today, but as I mentioned, it's a perfect weather day otherwise. The atmosphere sort of relaxing, if you will, now reloading. We've had a very active last 5 to 6 weeks of weather across the lower 48. Here in Jacksonville, Northeast Florida, frequent strong fronts with big temperature fluctuations, heavy rain, severe weather at times. Well, it's going to be quite the opposite for at least the next week here at home, and the rest of the lower 48 will start to get more active again next week. But we're in a pattern here that is no worse than average for temperatures, generally a little bit above, trending at least a little bit above, maybe quite warm next week, and little or no significant rainfall, and we do have to be careful about that. We were blessed with a lot of rain during the last month or so, but we can dry out in a hurry. I mentioned late last week that February so far was one of the wetter ones on record. It's now ranked as the 10th wettest on record, which is likely where we're going to stay. The wettest on record is 1998 with more than 11 inches of rain. If that seems to ring a bell, if you've lived around here long enough, well, you might remember that year because it's the year that the wildfires were terrible in late spring and early summer, especially May and June, shutting down parts of Interstate 95. Much of Flagler County and Palm Coast had to be evacuated. Well, that was after a very wet February, as I mentioned, the wettest one on record. Also a very wet March, and then it just very quickly dried up. So, and given the La Nina pattern that we have, which is a cooling of the equatorial Pacific, springs are notoriously dry around here. So we will certainly take this moisture while we can get it and hopefully get some more timely rains in the upcoming weeks and months as we head toward the peak of that wildfire season in April and May. But otherwise, it's a gorgeous weather pattern. Temperatures today will top out at around 70. We will drop to near 40 tonight. So as I mentioned, cold night tonight, and then warmer the rest of the week with temperatures generally well into the 70s each day. The beaches will have a tendency to have a sea breeze and turn cooler each afternoon, but otherwise mid-70s tomorrow and Thursday and Friday too. Saturday, we start to make a run toward 80 degrees over the weekend. And I don't see any significant rain anytime soon for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. It will be a string here of nice weather, the kind of which we really haven't seen this year yet, given the very active and back and forth January and February that we've had so far. And also of note, today's sunrise at 6:59 a.m. That's the first time in many months that sunrise has been before 7 o'clock in the morning. Now in a few weeks, in fact, it's just 2 weeks from Sunday, we will spring forward 1 hour, and that means by then sunrise will be at about 7:30 in the morning, but it's only because we've moved forward 1 hour, and of course sunset then will be closer to 7:30 at night, and we continue to enjoy longer days now, of course, as we head through spring and towards summer. With all your weather all the time, enjoy this beautiful weather day. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center, for 104.5 WOKV.